it's okay. Back at you, well, it's a good day. Good day to be me.
Now, 7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Our poll today, Jennifer, has to do with Girl Scout cookies.
Yes.
I bought a whole bunch of them and gave them out as prizes on the program. This is the story of some of the Girl Scouts in Hazelwood, Missouri.
I have a feeling that Bob K., your general manager, ate a good majority of the Girl Scout cookies.
That's not good. Anyway, the Girl Scouts in Hazelwood, Missouri had to sue the city of Hazelwood for the right to sell their cookies from the end of their driveway. If you'd like the story, you can check it out at DougSteffen.com. How ridiculous is this?
Very.
The Girl Scouts earn their badges for their behavior as upstanding junior citizens and for selling these treats. Two Scouts standing up to the law. Let's see here. The court documents that were filed show 16-year-old Caitlin and 14-year-old Abigail Mills of Hazelwood are Girl Scouts who have sold cookies for the last 6 years at their home in their driveway. Mm-hmm. This year, when they tried to start selling Girl Scout cookies, the city came to their home, told their mother that the girls had to shut down their stand because it violates a city ordinance. A city ordinance. The neighbor across the street complained about dogs barking at the people and the traffic that were stopping to buy the cookies. My God.
That's going to be a popular person in the neighborhood.
Yeah, right, exactly. They sold 1,700 boxes last year and were well on their way to beating that record before they were shut down.
Oh, that stinks.
How do you like that, folks? The American way. Don't we just love the... Is there no common sense left in the world?
None. Promoting entrepreneurialism in our young. Yeah.
No, let's stop it because it's like the lemonade. Last year, didn't we have
the same thing.
The lemonade. Girls 4, 5, 6 years old couldn't sell lemonade.
Right.
Hey. Well, let's find out what's going on in the world from the point of view of a lady that I have the ultimate respect for. I love this woman. I haven't talked to her actually for a long time. And I don't know whether, Richie, you remember the last time we had Reverend Ann Gaiman on the program. It has been quite a while. She is a person, some describe her as a psychic. Some people say she's a mentalist. Her family and her background, very interesting. She's had a lot of stories. She was profiled. And I'm trying to remember the television show. You live both down in, you have three places that you call home. One of them is down in Florida. Another one is in upstate New York. And you live outside of Washington in Springfield, Virginia. But I'm trying to remember which of the two homes were highlighted in that profile that was on network television a while ago.
Oh, good morning.
Hi.
Actually, I have no home in Florida. I lived there for many years, but I moved to the Washington, D.C. area in the 80s, and I have a summer home in a beautiful community called Lilydale.
Lilydale, that's
Lilydale, New York. It's south of Buffalo. Thousands of people go there every summer to visit the spiritualists. And it's a beautiful community, and it was the HBO special you're talking about is No One Dies in Lilydale.
Well, nobody dies anywhere.
That's right, yes.
According to the, it doesn't make any difference when you're in Lilydale. When I first met you, the people that introduced me to you did have, and my heavens, I believe it's been that long, the Florida, and I can't remember the little town in Florida.
Casadega,
that was it.
Right.
And that sort of is the same as Lilydale, isn't it, in a manner of speaking?
Well, the roots are very much the same. They're not the same, actually. Lilydale is a very spiritual community, and while there are many mediums there who indeed make their livelihood through their mediumship and healing, it's not focused so much on that as spiritual enlightenment and education. And Casadega started out that way, and it'll probably return to that someday.
Yeah.
At least that's my prayer. But sometimes people buy into the commercialization of things, and which is wrong,
right.
You know.
There are a lot of people that they did turn Casadega. It's kind of like that little place on the Cape where I first became associated with spiritualist thinking. And now I'm trying to remember the name of that little town. It begins with an O.
Okay, it's Onset.
Onset, that's it, right. I've been down there for a long time.
That was one of the first spiritualist camps that I served as a young teenager. I was there when I was probably 17 or 18 as a speaker and as a medium, and I have very fond memories of that.
All right, let's go back with you so people understand that don't know your story. You can certainly Google Ann Gehman. Her last name is spelled G-E-H-M-A-N. She has had a lot of experiences in her life that have allowed her to develop what she has naturally, and has been talking to people for decades about themselves and about their life. She is a national spiritualist teacher, has a degree from the organization, certified as a healer and a missionary and a medium. She's on the board of the Morris Pratt Institute. She was elected into the International Congress of Parapsychologists and Parapsychics in Prague, and has gotten a lot of attention because she's helped solve crimes, missing persons, healing people who are sick, connecting family members with their loved ones in spirit. All of these things are important and compelling, and more folks are turning as they look for answers to people like Ann Gehman. That's why I like having her and having the knowledge that she is there and other people who you can communicate. How many books have you had a hand in?
Oh, many. But the latest one is a book that I wrote with Ellen Ratner called Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st. And we did years of research with this, and my favorite part of the book is the conclusion of it, where we talk about home circles for spiritual unfoldment.
Mm-hmm.
And home circles started back in the 1800s and still exist today. And a home circle is simply a gathering of like-minded people looking for spiritual awareness unfoldment. And it's a beautiful process.
Ellen has changed her focus. I mean, she's still involved in a lot of the coverage of things that are going on in Washington, but she's has sort of matured in the last few years and
she's
has changed
amazing.
Her
just
focus
amazing.
To writing and thinking and working on stuff like this. The other day I sent you probably know this. The other day I sent her an email, and she sent me one back again saying that she didn't have very good email connection because she was in Antarctica.
That's right. She's amazing. She travels the whole world, and she's an amazing person because she's such a humanitarian and does good every place she goes. She goes back and forth to Africa also, and she's working, and this just really touches my heart because she helps to free slaves there. Mm-hmm. Do you know that one goat can buy a slave? And so she and I hope that everyone will go to her website and learn how you can buy a goat for maybe $50, and she then uses that to free someone from slavery. She's amazing.
She's been trying to get me to raise goats on my farm, but on her birthday, she had her birthday.
Hey, that's a great idea, Doug.
Yeah, it's actually a pretty good idea.
Yeah, and goats are wonderful.
when she had her birthday, the 60th birthday, not long ago, the present people had to give was money so that they could buy goats and raise them and do what you've just suggested with them.
Right. Uh-huh.
There are all kinds of good things that people can do, and that's part of your work. Ann Gehman is here, and we're going to spend as much time as we can here in this hour trying to help people understand maybe what's going on individually in their life. But there are some general rules and things or general parameters of getting to understand who you are and how things work, because so many people have so many questions. So if you want to talk to Ann later on, you're welcome to call us at 800-510-8255. I might have her answer a question or two from Richie and from Jennifer as we move forward here. 17 past the hour on Good Day.
If you take a multivitamin but your needs have changed, now you can get more support to help keep your heart healthy, your energy up.
Come on, Mom, let's go!
your eyes sharp now and down the road. Or to support a healthy pregnancy from conception to nursing. Introducing Centrum Specialist, multivitamins with all the benefits of Centrum, plus additional support for your heart, energy, vision, or prenatal needs. Find the Centrum Specialist that's right for you.
Musicians, Guitar Center's legendary green tag sale means one thing. Massive savings of at least 50% off list on hundreds of items throughout the store. Now through Sunday, save big on green tag deals. Like 71% off list on Yamaha full-size Dreadnought acoustics, just $99. 88% off list on select Zildjian drumsticks, just $1.88 a pair. Dynamic vocal mics, buy one, get three free. And you can still score additional 50% off list savings all month long. But hurry, Guitar Center's green tag sale ends Sunday.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course, when it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to GEICO. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for complete and defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about 5 times.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Spring into action at Sports Authority. We've got everything your family needs to get active this spring. Check out our Power Play deals, our best buys of the week. Like this deal worth sprinting here for. $15 off men's and women's ASICS Gel Phoenix 3 running shoes, now only $59.99. And just in time for spring training, get 50% off Franklin baseball training aids like a 5-piece base set and a multi-sport return trainer. Whether your family is into track and field or the baseball field, get to Sports Authority. All things sporting good. Offer valid 3/11 through 3/17 in stores only. Exclusions may apply. See store for details.
Spiritualist Ann Gaiman is here with us on Good Day. Ann, when you talk, you have sessions with people all the time.
Yes.
They can go on to, there's a number of ways they reach you. I'll give a phone number out when we're done here. But how do you best help individuals? What kind of questions do people come to you to try to solve?
A wide variety. Many times it's relationships, sometimes it's business, sometimes it's pertaining to their children, a wide variety of things. But primarily people come to me because they want to be able to communicate with their loved ones who have crossed over to the unseen world. And that, I feel, is my main function. You know, you mentioned solving crimes and so on. And while I've been known for that in the past, it's not my favorite work.
Right, no, right.
And I don't do a lot of that anymore. I do a lot with missing people, so, you know, if it's
right.
Helping a family.
Yeah.
But my main interest is helping people to understand that death is an illusion.
Yep.
There is no death.
Well, that statement in and of itself sort of sets the course. Rich McFadden's father died a few months ago. Maybe we'll try to connect, if Richie wants to, with him. And my former wife, Tony, passed away 4 months ago. Maybe if we can handle it, we'll work in that direction. And we'll be back with you in a few minutes.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All right, let's move into the world of the unseen, not necessarily the world of the unknown. Ann Gaiman is with us. She is a spiritualist. She's known as a connector and was the one. Actually, I don't think you were the first one to say it. You had connections, excuse me, in the mid-'80s when I first came to know you. You had connections to a lot of people that I was friendly with and close to in Onset and in Boston, a couple of spiritualist ministers. And I know this it changed and opened up a lot of things in my mind and my life. And I remember talking about some of the things that were connected to my mother. And, you know, we all have these people that come into our lives. Sometimes they're our parents, sometimes they're siblings, sometimes they are, in Jennifer's case, her grandparents. There are people that we are married to, or just these folks who leave and leave sometimes unexpectedly.
Yes.
Leave a hole and all that we don't understand, so we want to know they're okay. Yes. Those of us who are open to this, I said that about my former wife and I were very close. And as a matter of fact, probably closer than we were, not probably, we were closer in the last 10, 12, 14 years, but we were connected for 40 years, and the least connection we have is when we were
sometimes marriage does that.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. I don't necessarily want to take your time because I'm going to see you next week, so maybe I'll work through that stuff. But I am interested in Richie perhaps starting the ball rolling and giving people an idea of what you can do. If you folks have questions about somebody in your life and is happy to talk to you, a quick conversation, you can ask a question. Maybe she can come across with some sort of help for you in the case of someone who you really miss or isn't around. 800-510-8255 connects with us. So, Rich, if you want to ask Ann about your dad.
Ann, I don't know that I really feel any loss with regard to my dad leaving unprepared. We had found out that he was sick. I think that he had at least a week anyway to kind of come to grips with that. So did we all. We got our last words in. Didn't know he was going to die that quickly. We thought we had, you know, a few months. So there I feel good. I guess my question is he still there? I don't know that I know that. I don't know that I know
what does that mean,
that he's with me in some regard.
Mm-hmm.
If I talk to him, is he hearing me?
Yes, he's hearing you, absolutely. And one thing I always recommend to anyone who's lost a loved one is to have set a time each day, same time, same place, where you can just sit quietly and consciously relax the physical body and clear the mind and let yourself feel that attunement with the infinite or with God according to your understanding, and to feel that spiritual connection. And as you do that, you immediately feel your loved ones drawing close to you. Love is powerful. And when you have a love connection, there will always be that spiritual connection from the unseen world. And I feel your Father is indeed with you. And I feel that one thing that he wants to say to you and to others who are dear to him, that he's at peace, that he is well, and that he did not suffer. I feel that so strongly as I connect with his vibration. And I feel that his time, it was his time to go. And in a way, he was certainly ready. He wasn't spiritually aware of the other world. And what I'm sensing is that he feels it's been like an adventure somehow.
I remember
it's not darkness, it's light and a sense of spiritual fulfillment as he moved on.
Good.
I remember you telling me that my father was sorry for some of the things that he suggested to me in his life here. He realized when he moved into the other realm, the next realm, that it, you know, he had not done some of the things that were encouraging, and that sort of changed. And that sort of brings us around to understanding that the energy that is always talked about by Einstein and the followers, quantum physics and stuff, that's part of this reality. Our energy doesn't change. So let's talk about that in a few minutes as we continue our conversation with the Reverend Ann Gaiman, who's here at 800-510-8255. If you have questions about a loved one, maybe Ann can spend a few minutes with you and help you straighten out something that you may be concerned about. It's 29 after on Good Day.
State Farm Insurance.
Are you the one who bought my husband a Falcon?
Excuse me?
You saved my husband over $480 by switching to State Farm, and he bought a Falcon with it.
How awesome is that?
We can't control what our customers do with their savings.
Stop buying him frivolous things.
What do you want me to do?
Buy me frivolous things.
Save an average of $480 when you switch your auto policy to State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Spring into action at Sports Authority. We've got everything your family needs to get active this spring. Check out our Power Play deals, our best buys of the week. Like this deal worth sprinting here for. $15 off men's and women's ASICS Gel Phoenix 3 running shoes, now only $59.99. And just in time for spring training, get 50% off Franklin baseball training aids like a 5-piece base set and a multi-sport return trainer. Whether your family is into track and field or the baseball field, get to Sports Authority. All things sporting good. Offer valid 3/11 through 3/17 in stores only.
The GCN Radio Network. Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
2012 is finally here. And while the government racks up another $1 trillion in debt, the IRS is hard at work collecting. In fact, they're even sending agents to some people's homes in place of business. If you owe back taxes, have years of unfiled tax returns, or are receiving threatening letters or phone calls, call the tax division of the law offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Our tax division is spearheaded by a former IRS agent with over 31 years experience. He knows the ins and outs of the IRS and how to get them off your back once and for all. The phone call is free and so is the consultation, so call now. 800-652-6978. That's 800-652-6978. Don't wait for agents to knock on your door. Call 800-652-6978 or visit us on the web at www.craigzlaw.com. You'll be glad you did.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes. Even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-408-1130. That's 1-800-408-1130. 1-800-408-1130.
Conversation is what the radio ought to bring to you when it comes to spoken word formatics. This is a place for you to find out a lot of things that are not necessarily in the mainstream, at least in the daily experiences. People having a lot of spoken word situations. Imagine Rush Limbaugh having a conversation with Ann Gaiman. How do you think that would go?
I'd like to hear that, actually.
Yeah, me too.
It'd probably be pretty engaging, actually, and pretty worthwhile.
I wonder if we could get Rush to cry, do you think? Can we crack him?
I'd like to have the opportunity to do that.
Yeah, right.
I think he has a lot to cry about, but
yeah.
Anyway.
I think he probably does as well. Ann Gaiman is here with us. 800-510-8255. Richie got a connection with his dad from Ann. Maybe there's somebody that you would like to connect with. Here's Susan in Rockland, California with a question for Ann Gaiman. Susan, we're happy you called. You're on with Ann. Hi.
Hello, Susan. Hi.
So
hello there.
You can talk directly to Ann. It's fine.
Okay. My dad died 2 weeks ago, and he was not the most emotional person, and not a lot was said. I'm just wondering if there's anything you can tell me.
You're not a really emotional person either, are you, Susan?
probably not.
Susan, I have a feeling that... there was something through the heart or lung area with him before he crossed over. Would you understand that?
Well, not really.
In breathing?
Well, yes, he did at the end. He was definitely short of breath.
I feel the difficulty in breathing just at the end. And what I'm sensing with him is that it appeared that he was really struggling. And yet I can feel that he was in and out of the body before he finally took that last breath and made that final transition. And what I'm sensing with him, too, that he was immediately reunited with many loved ones. Now, isn't there also a Susan in the spirit world?
I don't know.
And that would go back a second generation?
a relative
of mine? If it's not Susan or Susanna. And I'm going back a second generation, but it connects somehow with your father. But also, I can sense that when he crossed over, that of course, as with all of us, he takes with us all of the life experiences and expressions. But what he's showing me that there, as he crossed over, his whole life sort of flashed before him, and there were certain aspects of it that I feel he never really shared with you or with the family. Would you understand that he was rather, I don't want to say secretive, but parts of his life he just didn't want to talk about, and it feels as if there's so much he wishes he had shared with you and with others. And I feel that he's a little bit, well, he is regretful that he didn't communicate more of his early experiences and his emotions. I feel that he is finding a sense of peace. He's working through some of the things that were troublesome to him psychologically, because he did have a lot of, I want to say, sort of pain from his past. Maybe pain is too strong of a word, but unresolved conditions. And what I'm seeing with him is that he's in the process of working through so much that of life's experiences, but he's reaching out to loved ones. And who is Bob or Robert?
I don't know.
Okay. See if you can find in his family or his strong friendship ties someone by the name of Robert, who passed away quickly and unexpectedly with a heart condition, because this man, I feel, helped to receive your father into the spirit world and to help him to find a sense of adjustment there. And your father, I feel, has tried to make himself known to you and to others who were dear to him. And somehow, just like he didn't always know how to communicate here, it'll take him time to learn how to communicate it from the other world. But I feel that he wants very much to have you know that he's on his pathway.
Mm.
You understand? He's on his pathway toward peace.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay, thank you.
And he seems to want to, he wants you to know that he loves you.
He never said that.
He also never told you that he's very proud of you.
Never.
You're saying that he's proud of you, your accomplishments. And he wants you to know that he acknowledges who and what you are. And also, you have some... Okay, you have, and this isn't a firm plan yet, but it's as though you have some ideas of wanting, I don't think it's really going back to school necessarily, but it's reaching out for new knowledge and wisdom and insight, you understand, on your part. And it's as though there's something you want to accomplish, and I feel it's not so much this year, but I'm going into the next year, and I feel your life takes a wonderful pathway of gaining new knowledge and information that you're going to then be using to help other people in some way. May I ask what you do?
I'm a dietitian.
Okay. You know, you're going to become more involved in some other, I want to say, healing work. Okay, let's...
I would love that. I'm very interested in that, but how do I even go about it, you know?
Well, you know, I feel you're a natural healer, which is why you were drawn to what you're doing, but also you're also a person who you have sort of a super abundance of healing energy, and I want to encourage you to study Reiki or polarity therapy, some type of healing through touch, spiritual healing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it'll go from there.
Something that'll be brand new to you, Susan, that you may not have been open to or whatever before, because...
No, I've done Reiki therapy. I've had it done to me, and I'm very interested in all that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to encourage you to pursue that. because I just think as you move forward into the next year, all of the alternative techniques are going to be there for you to use.
Surfacing.
Beautifully.
All right, Susan.
So you have a pathway that's very spiritual, very humanitarian. Also, I think it may have something to do with organic foods or organic, organic. Well, let's see what unfolds for you.
The world
but
is an oyster.
It's expanding what you do now.
Susan, good luck to you. Thank you for the call. Eight, hopefully helpful. 800-510-8255. We're speaking with the Reverend Ann Gaiman, who is a spiritualist, connected with perhaps some of the people that maybe in your life have been important to you, the subject of an HBO special with some other folks at Lilydale, and just a wonderful, connected human being. Mia is in Anchorage, Alaska. A question for Ann Gaiman. Hi, Mia.
Hello. Thank
Hello.
You for taking my call.
Sure.
I wanted to ask about my husband, Jerry, who passed away January the 9th of this year, and my son, Bart, and my daughter, Mia. They were in their 40s.
All of them together?
No. There's about 4 years in between.
No, but did all of did those three people all pass at the same time?
About 4 years apart, and 4 years apart, and then my husband just passed away at January the 9th, and I wonder how can I help him? Can I communicate? Am I too afraid to communicate?
Okay. Tell me your name again.
Mia.
Mia.
M-I-A Lamoureux.
Huh? Okay, Mia. As I attune myself with you, I feel that all of these loved ones are together. They're all reunited in the spiritual realm. But I also see a man who manifests in your vibration, who's rather tall, rather slender. I see a rather prominent nose, high cheekbones, and the jawline is quite strong and sort of juts forward a bit, a very strong-looking face. And this, and his hairline is quite receding. And I see him very clearly as he manifests with you. And do you understand who this is? This isn't your husband, I know, but this is someone who's been in the spirit world, who has a fatherly type of feeling for you.
No, I don't know who that would
be. More like a grandfather, because I know I'm reaching back. And who is Frank? I hear the name of Frank connected with you. And,
we used to know a Frank who was drunk all the time, and he died.
Okay. Well, just a greeting.
But he wasn't my friend. He was my
just a greeting. But I do feel Gary very close to you, and he's interested. While you're asking what you can do to help him, he wants you to know that he's very concerned about your welfare, both spiritually, but also in the mundane world. And I feel that he's going to be he is very close to you, wanting to communicate, and I feel that he would communicate more telepathically.
You mean my husband?
Yes, your husband. Mm-hmm. And now, there's, just a moment. And who passed with cancer?
No one that I know of.
A woman. And she may not be in the family, a blood relative, but was very dear to you, and I'm very conscious of cancer through the chest or the breast area with her. She's a very pretty woman with sort of reddish hair and rather petite as I see her, and a very gentle soul, but she comes very close to you also. And so you're surrounded with many loved ones, you know, and I know when you're a little bit new to this, it's hard to quickly know who they are. But your daughter also, I just see her maturing so beautifully in the other world. And I feel that you Don't you see her occasionally or feel that presence strongly?
No. No, I don't really feel
because
any of
them. Because she's just so close to you. And interestingly, I see her holding... Okay, there's a little dog with her in the spirit world.
Well, she didn't have a dog.
Well, I'm not saying it's her dog. I'm saying I see her with a little dog, okay? And it's a little dog that belongs somewhere back in the family tie that seems to connect with her in the other world. And, you know, many people don't realize that our pets also continue on in the spirit world, but it's just one that she's connected with there. And so... Now, there's also, I want to go back to your husband a moment. He tells me to tell you that he's pleased with the way you handled things. And I feel that when he crossed over, that while everything was sort of prearranged, there were some things left undone. He just wants you to know that he's pleased with the way everything was handled. Okay?
Yes.
And he also tells me to tell you that he's been with you as you're sorting through some things, it looks like. You're sorting through a lot of things. And while this is a sort of emotional, it's an important thing to do. This is a time to sort of clear out things. And I feel you're going to be contemplating, not immediately, but as we go ahead about a year and a half from now, I feel as if you're going to be contemplating a move. And I know you don't know about that yet.
There you go. All right, Mia, thank you for the call. This is just a small sampling of what you get when you have a conversation with Ann about things going on in your life.
I might want to qualify this a bit. You know, when it's one-on-one, I would expect that there would be something more that would give evidence of the continuity of life, such as names, dates, relationship, how they crossed over.
Yep.
You know, so many things that are very evidential of that continuity of life. On the air like this, and just a quick sampling, doesn't quite give the depth and the meaning that I would want to bring to it.
Sure. Yep. Okay? How do people reach you? Because you have a phone connection. If people are interested in finding out more, being connected to you, or how they can connect to their loved ones. What's that phone number for?
My office phone number is 703-354-5767.
354-5767.
And also, there's a book that's written about my husband and me called The Priest and the Medium. And I want to refer people to that as well, because I think it gives sort of an overview, and especially the concluding chapter has a lot in that I think would be very interesting to people.
Yeah, it's called The Priest and the Medium.
The Priest and the Medium.
Written by Suzanne, is it Geisman?
Geisman.
Geisman.
Okay. Uh-huh.
All right. So
and my husband is a former Catholic priest. He was a Jesuit.
Yeah.
And people often wonder how we manage.
He's a very interesting
man.
He's a very warm, loving guy. Very interesting guy. And a pleasure to have you here. We'll have to make these visits more frequent. Again, if you'd like to be in touch with Ann, 703-354-5767. Let's post that, Jennifer, on our Facebook page, because I think we'll have this interview posted at DougStefan.com as well, so people kind of get the sense of what it's all about. Very interesting, as always, Ann. Thank you, and we'll remember the business about setting aside time every day to talk with whoever you think the person or the being in your life is that's connected to you. It's 10 before the hour on Good Day.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
It's actually four frees.
What?
Yes, it's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you get free expert help. See, that's four frees.
You just blew my mind. Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Are you having trouble paying your mortgage? Maybe your mortgage loan is upside down or in foreclosure. Maybe the bank already foreclosed on you. Don't sit around being a victim of bank fraud. Fight back. We have the tools to help you fight back. Here's how. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit. Find the real truth about your loan.
Maybe like me, you'll find your bank loan was paid off already. Maybe, like me, you'll find your bank defrauded you at the closing. And maybe, like me, you will go after them.
Did you know 78% of home loans in the last 10 years violated consumer credit laws? We should not let the banks get away with this fraud. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit today and find the truth about your mortgage loan. That's InspectorAudit.com or call 855-373-4948. That's 1-855-373-4948.
Primaries in two states in the Deep South and caucuses elsewhere. So, how did it go? I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. We start in the South. Key Republican presidential primaries in Alabama and Mississippi. Here's a resident of Mississippi who voted yesterday. His name is Martin Reeves. See if you can tell who Martin voted for based on the way he talks about the candidate.
I just feel that he's one that totally has a chance to beat the current president, and also I think that he's very well rounded. I think he's not one side or the other real strong.
Best chance to beat the president, not one side or the other real strong. If that sounds like an endorsement for Mitt Romney, you're right. But there weren't enough of those votes for Romney in Mississippi or in Alabama for that matter. Rick Santorum scoring victories in both states, with Newt Gingrich coming in second. Romney finishing in third in both Alabama and Mississippi yesterday. In his victory speech, Santorum addressed those who feel Mitt Romney's nomination is inevitable by using that word three times and pronouncing it correctly twice.
Everybody's talking about all the math and all the things that this race is inevitable. Well, for someone who thinks this race is inevitable, he spent a whole lot of money against me for being inevitable.
Two out of three for Rick Santorum there. As for Newt Gingrich, he decided to view the results in a way that combined his votes and Santorum's votes.
Conservative candidates got nearly 70% of the vote. And if you're the front runner and you keep coming in third, you're not much of a front runner.
Mitt Romney wasn't completely shut out yesterday, as he did win the caucuses in Hawaii and American Samoa. The next big primary contest is set for next Tuesday in Illinois. It's a long way from over. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Ready and go. Your bracket's looking good, but your TV's not so hot. So head to Sears right away. You're sure to save a lot.
The ultimate hoops experience is on at Sears. Come in now or visit Sears.com/hoops and save $600 on a 55-inch Panasonic 1080p 3D TV, only $999.88. Also, save big on top brands like Samsung, Sony, and LG.
For a great price. Sears has no equal. Now here comes the guy with the mandatory legal.
Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii. Sale ends March 17th, 2012.
Go, legal!
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
It was a big day on Wall Street. The Dow jumping 218 points yesterday to 13,178, the best close for the Dow in years. S&P up 25, NASDAQ gaining 56 points. Crude oil prices rose 37 cents a barrel, finishing at $106.71. The Federal Reserve deciding to leave key interest rates unchanged. The target range for the Fed funds rate still at rock bottom of 0 to 0.25%. In its statement, the Federal Open Market Committee said it expects moderate economic growth over the coming quarters. Other numbers of note. Did you do a lot of shopping in the month of February? That's the sound of the checkout counter. A new report from the Commerce Department shows a 1.1% jump in retail sales in February, the biggest leap in retail sales in 5 months. Clothing stores up nearly 2% in sales last month. Auto sales increased by more than 1.5%. That's the fastest pace of car sales in 4 years. And finally, let's talk about the big dance. No, it has nothing to do with Dancing with the Stars. Excuse me. No, please stop. Thank you. When we say big dance, we're referring, of course, to the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament. You had two of the four so-called play-in games last night in Dayton, Ohio. President Obama and British Prime Minister David Cameron were actually in attendance. Two more of those play-in games come up tonight. Tournament really gets going tomorrow. 64 teams whittled down to the final four, and then two more games from there. President Obama, who we just mentioned, has made his final four selections. Just in case you want to factor this into your own brackets, the president is picking Kentucky, North Carolina, Missouri, and Ohio State to reach the final four. The president's entire bracket will be revealed later on today. Now, that's just the men's final four. The president didn't forget about the NCAA Women's College Basketball Tournament. He picked the final four for that as well. Baylor, St. John's, UConn, and Notre Dame. You know, it occurs to me that with so many of us filling out brackets this week, we should have all of the remaining Republican presidential candidates fill out brackets, and whoever does the best in the brackets is the nominee. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
I've got stuff to do. I can't let pain get in the way. But I can turn to Advil for tough pain relief, Advil PM for relief of nighttime pain and sleeplessness, and Thermacare for long-lasting back pain relief. They're my partners in fighting tough pain. So I can walk the dog. I can take the kids to the park. I can do the things I want. Look for Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare at your neighborhood drugstore or food store. Use these products as directed. With the right relief, I can keep going.